Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're embarking on a really crucial journey into the world of modular construction. We're going to untangle the most pressing marketing and sales challenges facing this industry. And we're drawing exclusive insights directly from recent Be Relevant research and their expert recommendations. Our goal for you, our listener, is simple. Give you a true shortcut to understanding what's really vital for leaders in this space with powerful, actionable insights you can use right away.
That's right. It's a landscape that's, well, is shifting incredibly fast. We've seen significant changes, particularly with the stagnation in the private B2C construction sector. I mean, just look at Germany, for instance. The number of building permits for single-family homes, it dropped by about 37% in 2023 compared to 2022. That's according to Destatis. It's a clear signal.
A big drop. And yet, despite those headwinds, there's still immense potential bubbling up, right? We're seeing a powerful international trend towards modular industrialized construction. Places like Scandinavia, the UK, the USA seeing strong momentum there. This is where the industry's inherent strengths, you know, scalability, incredible quality assurance, efficiency can really shine. We're also seeing sustainability and EST criteria becoming basically non-negotiable differentiators. And alongside that, a massive leap towards digitalization and customer engagement. Think about it. AI-driven research tools like Perplexity, ChatGPT, they're now part of the customer's journey before they even, you know, hit your website.
So let's unpack this a bit. Before we really get into the nitty-gritty of marketing and sales, what are some of the maybe overarching strategic hurdles facing the modular construction industry right now, the kind of challenges that really ripple through everything else?
Well, what's truly fascinating here, I think, is how these broader economic and social trends translate into core strategic challenges. And they impact both the B2C business-to-consumer and B2B, the business-to-business segments. First, and perhaps most acutely, is the declining B2C demand. The traditional sweet spot, you know, quick, affordable, predictable prefab homes, it's really losing its appeal for many consumers. And this isn't just about fewer sales, it leads to an aging customer base for the traditional players. Also, very low conversion rates from digital touch points, and, well, frustratingly high cancellation rates.
Ouch. High cancellation.
Exactly. So the key here, according to the Be Relevant research, it's about a fundamental shift. You have to analyze target group changes, identify entirely new use cases, maybe seniors, care, or urban densification, and then critically set up automated lead qualification.
Right. So it's not just finding new audiences, but fundamentally changing how you approach them and qualifying their interests much earlier. That makes sense. Okay. Beyond just attracting the right people, what's another major hurdle?
That brings us to a significant problem. The lack of differentiation and interchangeability. I mean, frankly, many modular home providers, they look and sound pretty much identical to prospective customers. Their genuine product advantages, they just aren't effectively translated into tangible, value-driven customer journeys.
So everyone looks the same?
Pretty much. And this almost inevitably leads to a price trap. The only distinguishing factor becomes cost, and that just erodes margins. The solution, which Be Relevant emphasizes, involves building segment-based customer journeys with concrete value propositions and, importantly, establishing thought leadership and content marketing along an educational critical path. Essentially, you're becoming the trusted educator, guiding customers through their complex decision, not just another vendor shouting about price.
That's a powerful point. Using education to differentiate and avoid that race to the bottom. But even with a clear value proposition, companies often struggle internally, right, with their systems.
Absolutely. That leads directly to system breaks and lack of orchestration. What we often see is companies using their key digital tools, CRM, CMS, marketing automation platforms, but in isolation. Silos, data doesn't flow between them, touch points aren't connected, leads, well, they get lost in the cracks. The strategic approach here is to introduce closed loops marketing. Now, this isn't just jargon. It means tightly integrating your sales tools like CRM with your marketing automation platforms and ideally customer data platforms, CDPs. A CDP, by the way, is basically a centralized database pulling all customer info from various sources into one single unified view. This integration lets you steer the entire lead lifecycle from initial awareness right through to after sales. It stops those crucial leads from slipping away.
And without that unified view, that connected picture you just described, sales teams must be kind of flying blind sometimes, making decisions on instinct.
Exactly right. That's why we see another major challenge, sales without journey intelligence. Many sales processes, you'd be surprised, are still pretty analog. They lack data-driven insights. Salespeople often prioritize leads based on, well, gut feeling, or maybe how quickly someone responds, not really understanding their digital behavior or true intent. and the result? Unproductive sales resources, unnecessarily long sales cycles.
So wasted effort, basically.
Yeah. The critical solution here is integrating next best actions directly into the CRM. Think of it like a smart assistant for your sales team. It leverages relevance signals from online behavior to suggest the most impactful next step with a specific prospect.
That sounds like a potential game changer for sales efficiency and effectiveness, too.
Mm.
Okay, finally, on the strategic level, what about new growth areas? Are companies missing opportunities?
Good question. The last strategic challenge is the insufficient B2B potential activation. Despite really attractive potentials in the business-to-business segment, think municipalities, large-scale care facilities, institutional investors, many prefabricated home providers just don't systematically tap into these markets.
Really? They just stick to B2C?
Largely, yes. And this is a huge missed growth opportunity. Plus, it creates an unhealthy over-reliance on that potentially shrinking B2C segment. The key is to proactively identify and prioritize specific B2B target segments, and then develop flexible modular offer streams tailored for them. We're talking solutions for things like school modules, kindergartens, or care buildings, things that can be quickly deployed and scaled.
Right, right. Tailored B2B solutions. So summing up this first part, what does this all mean for leaders listening in? It really sounds like there's a foundational need for, well, deep integration and a serious strategic rethink. Rethinking who you serve and how, even before getting deep into the specifics of marketing and sales tactics.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting as we drill down into the specific marketing challenges. Because these directly impact how you reach, engage, and ultimately convert customers. And many of them, the research shows, are high priority across both B2C and B2B segments.
Indeed. These are the areas where focused action can yield truly significant results. A high priority challenge across the board is customer centricity and personalization. I mean, the home building decision. It's one of the most emotional, complex purchases someone will ever make.
And customers today, they expect highly individualized experiences. But the reality for many companies, still generic websites, impersonal mass emails. This risks massive conversion loss. McKinsey suggests up to 40% and, of course, declining brand loyalty. The solution: design truly personalized customer journeys based on behavioral data. This means implementing things like lead scoring and nurturing that use educational content. For instance, clearly differentiating between wood and solid construction to guide and qualify prospects based on their interests. The fundamental insight here is you're no longer just qualifying leads in the old sense. You're strategically reallocating your most valuable resource, your salespeople's time, to focus only on those high conversion opportunities.
Okay, so making every interaction feel unique to that specific customer, understanding their needs, where they are in the journey, not just a one-size-fits-all blast.
Precisely. And hand-in-hand with that is omnichannel integration. This is very high priority in B2C, high in B2B. Buyers today, they move seamlessly between online and offline touchpoints. They might start with Google, check Pinterest, watch a YouTube video, then visit a show home, then talk to a salesperson.
All over the place.
Exactly. The challenge is connecting all these disparate points into one consistent, data-driven journey. Without this, you face missing recognition. The customer feels like they're starting over on each channel. You get high scatter loss, that's Struverlist in German, from inconsistent messaging, and just generally negative brand experiences. The answer really lies in integrating a customer data platform, CDP, that single source of truth we talked about, to consolidate all the touchpoint data and orchestrate truly consistent experiences everywhere.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Customers just expect that seamlessness now, right? Whether they're on their phone or walking through a model home. What about the underlying technology itself, the tools companies use?
That brings us to the effective use of marketing technologies, also a high priority for both B2C and B2B. We often see fantastic tools, CRM, MA, marketing automation, CMS, but they're implemented without a clear strategy, or crucially, without proper integration. And this leads to massive inefficiency. Leads get lost. Scaling potential is missed. The risk is high manual effort, lots of frustration, and a lack of transparency. The solution: develop a robust technical target model. This needs to include your CRM, MA, CDP, business intelligence tools, and ensure system integration over central platforms. Implement that closed-loop marketing approach we mentioned. It's about making your tech stack work for you, not create more headaches.
Okay, making the tech actually deliver value. And with all this tech, AI, obviously that's changing the game faster than ever.
Oh, absolutely. AI changing the customer journey. This is a rising and, frankly, future critical challenge, particularly in B2C. Buyers are increasingly using AI tools Perplexity, ChatGPT, for their initial research, asking complex questions, expecting intelligent, personalized answers. If your brand doesn't meet these expectations for smart interaction, you risk appearing, well, outdated, and you miss out on powerful predictive capabilities. This demands things like AI-driven lead scoring and journey automation. Also, dynamic content delivery in real time, content that adapts to the customer's immediate need or question, and even establishing agentic AI for continuous nurturing sequences.
Agentic AI, what exactly do you mean by that?
Think of agentic AI as an autonomous, intelligent assistant. It can proactively manage customer interactions and learning over time, not just reactively respond to commands. This allows for incredibly responsive, almost predictive customer experiences. It's a step beyond basic automation.
Wow, okay. That's a significant shift from just a few years ago.
Yeah.
And with all that personal data flowing, privacy, that must be a huge concern for companies and customers.
Huge. Data management and privacy is rightly a high priority for both B2C and B2B. Personal data in home construction is incredibly sensitive: location, budget, family status, you name it. Companies absolutely need smart first-party data strategies. That means collecting data directly from their customers with explicit consent. This is crucial to be both legally compliant, think GDPR, and effective in your marketing. Without this, you risk severe GDPR violations, a massive loss of customer trust, and just highly inefficient segmentation. Your messages won't hit the mark.
Right.
Solutions. Build a robust first-party data strategy. Use progressive profiling. Collect more data over time as trust builds. Don't ask for everything up front. Operationalize consent management for clear compliance. Make it easy for users to control their data and ensure golden record and data quality through rigorous integration and validation. A golden record is that single, most accurate, complete view of a customer compiled from all your sources.
Got it. Get the right data, keep it clean, use responsibly. Okay, what about how customers are actually finding information now? The traditional journey feels, well, a bit antiquated, doesn't it?
It absolutely is. That's the challenge of changing customer behavior. High priority in B2C and definitely rising in B2B. The traditional customer journey, you know, flipping through a physical catalog, a formal consultation, maybe visiting a show home is the very first step, that's largely obsolete as an initial touch point. Today, the journey often starts digitally. Pinterest boards, YouTube tours, deep dives on Google comparing options. Failure to meet these new digital expectations leads to missed first contact. You're just not even in the consideration set, and sinking visibility for your brand.
So you have to be where they are digitally right from the start.
Non-negotiable. The approach has to be a digital-first strategy focused on online reach. Build a content hub with educational formats and play out that content along the educational critical path to guide customers from initial curiosity all the way to a decision.
Okay, meeting customers where they are online is key. But if everyone's creating content, how do you stand out? It feels like an endless digital sea of noise sometimes.
That's precisely the challenge of content overload. High in B2C, medium in B2B. Potential buyers are just inundated with information. Competition for attention is brutal. And unfortunately, a lot of the content from different providers, it's pretty interchangeable, uninspiring, bland. This can lead to visibility loss despite significant content investments. You spend the money, but no one notices. And sinking engagement rates. The solution involves moving beyond just producing content to creating personalized content sequences along the funnel. Use your CDP, use your lead scoring data for relevance-based content matching, send the right thing at the right time, and critically, build true thought leadership and storytelling. It's about quality, relevance, and having a unique narrative, not just sheer quantity.
Quality and relevance over quantity. Makes sense. Beyond those critical high-priority marketing challenges, the research also flags a few other important areas, maybe medium priority but still significant. Things like budget restrictions medium in B2C, high in B2B, companies needing more impact with less money. That really demands data-driven allocation and smart automation, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Efficiency becomes paramount.
And then there's measurement and attribution medium B2C, high in B2B. That long, complex sales cycle makes it incredibly hard to know which touchpoint really worked. You need an attribution framework, central data integration, basically proving marketing's actual value.
Yes, connecting the dots is vital. Otherwise, budgets get misguided.
Right. And finally, brand loyalty in digital times medium for both B2C and B2B. In a market with similar products and high price sensitivity, loyalty is key. Building that seems to call for consistent digital experiences, personalized communication over the whole life cycle, and maybe even hyper-personalization through real-time data and AI to fight churn.
Exactly. It's about the ongoing relationship, not just the initial sale.
Okay, wow. We've really dug deep into the marketing side, attracting, engaging customers. Let's pivot now to sales. Because let's face it, without a strong modern sales approach, even the best marketing can fall flat. What are the high priority sales challenges you're seeing for leaders, especially given all these shifts we've just discussed?
Yeah, this raises a really important question. How do sales teams not just survive, but actually thrive amidst these evolving demands? And many sales challenges are, as you pointed out, tightly interconnected with those marketing shifts. A very high priority in B2C and high in B2B is adapting to hybrid buying behavior. Customers today, they expect to navigate both online and offline channels seamlessly. They often do a huge amount of research digitally before they ever speak to a salesperson.
Right. They come in highly informed, or think they are.
Exactly. But sales teams, unfortunately, often lack insight into this digital behavior. This leads to lost leads, inconsistent customer experiences. It's disjointed. The approach here needs deep CRM and MA, marketing automation, integration for continuous lead steering. Making that real-time behavioral data visible for sales is key, and crucially, providing sales training on hybrid customer journeys. Sales needs to understand this new reality.
So equipping sales with the full picture of the customer's journey, digital and physical, seems absolutely vital. Can you give us a quick, maybe tangible example? What might that look like for a modular home salesperson? How does this change their day-to-day?
Sure. Imagine a salesperson now sees right there in their CRM system that a prospect just spent 20 minutes on the eco-friendly materials page of your website, and they downloaded a brochure on solar integration, maybe watched a virtual tour of your net zero model home.
Yeah.
Instead of just a generic checking in call, their next best action prompt in the CRM tells them, send personalized email highlighting sustainable options, offer virtual consult with energy efficiency expert.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is no longer just gut feeling. It's highly targeted data-driven engagement. It builds rapport instantly because it's relevant now.
Yeah, that's incredibly powerful, much better than a cold call. Closely related to that, what about the overall digitalization of the sales process? Many industries are still quite analog here, right?
Very much so. And that's a high priority for both B2C and B2B in this sector. Many sales processes are still surprisingly analog. That leads to slow, quote, generation, inefficient tracking of opportunities, and ultimately poor customer experiences. Waiting kills deals. Implementing CRM-supported sales workflows and opportunity management is just crucial. This means automating tasks where possible, ensuring consistent follow-ups, providing a clear pipeline view for everyone. It also includes things like automated follow-up sequences with next best action logic, helping sales stay on top of things, and fully digitalizing offer status and communication, bring agility and transparency to every step.
That really seems like table stakes for modern sales, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What about getting the right leads in the first place? Ensuring sales isn't wasting time on tire kickers.
Yes. Inefficient lead generation. High priority in B2C and very high in B2B. Leads are often unqualified or they're poorly managed during that critical handoff between marketing and sales. This means high effort wasted on unsuitable leads and, tragically, missed conversions for the genuinely interested ones who fall through the cracks. The solution: a robust, closed-loop marketing framework with clear handover logics. Basically, a precise agreement, a service level agreement, or SLA, between marketing and sales on what constitutes a truly sales-ready lead.
So defining that handover point clearly.
Absolutely. And this is supported by lead scoring and progressive profiling for marketing. And increasingly, AI-supported qualification and segmentation, AI can help filter and prioritize much more effectively. It's about a relentless focus on quality over quantity and ensuring incredibly smooth handoffs.
Quality over quantity, okay.
Yeah.
And once you have the right leads, how do you make sure sales decisions are smart, not just guesswork?
That's where sales data and analysis comes in. High priority for both B2C and B2B. Valuable data almost certainly exists within these companies. But sales decisions, still too often made by gut feeling. This leads to a lack of transparency, ineffective sales measures, poor forecast accuracy. It's a mess. The solutions include building a comprehensive KPI architecture and sales reporting with CDP CRM basis, having intuitive sales dashboards that provide real-time insights, not just month-end reports, and leveraging sophisticated next best offer, next best action logics via AI. This turns all that raw data into genuinely actionable intelligence, guiding salespeople to the most profitable actions.
Okay, turning data into actual guidance. And speaking of AI, how else is it impacting sales directly, beyond just lead scoring?
Well, the integration of AI in sales is rapidly becoming a high priority. It's maybe medium moving to high in B2C, but already high in B2B. AI offers huge potential for data-driven sales. From intelligent scoring, yes, but also hyper-personalized offers and even directly assisting the sales team. However, the industry, it still lags in adopting this compared to others. And this means missed automation opportunities, lower efficiency, and ultimately lower competitiveness. Solutions include AI-supported lead scoring and opportunity scoring, definitely, but also AI-supported sales assistance. Think of it like a co-pilot for sales, helping with quoting, preparing proposals, finding information quickly, and even establishing agentic AI to steer complex B2B sales journeys. That AI we mentioned earlier, it can help manage the intricate dance of multiple stakeholders over those long B2B sales cycles.
Right, AI is a truly powerful co-pilot for the sales team, especially in complex deals. And what about those B2B complexities specifically? You mentioned multiple stakeholders.
Yes, for B2B, the fragmented customer journey is a high priority challenge. B2B purchase decisions, as you know, are notoriously long. They involve multiple stakeholders across different departments, finance, procurement, technical teams. Information often gets lost between touchpoints, whether it's the website interaction, a direct sales chat, an industry event booth visit. This leads to unclear responsibilities internally, leads getting dropped between teams, and declining conversion rates. The solution needs rigorous end-to-end customer journey mapping, specifically for B2B. CDP-supported touchpoint integration is vital for that unified view across all stakeholders involved, and comprehensive sales playbooks with cross-channel orchestration logic that ensure every team member knows their role, when to engage, and what message to deliver to guide that complex buying committee.
Okay, mapping it all out and orchestrating the B2B journey carefully. Beyond those really high-priority sales challenges, the B-relevant research also points to other crucial areas, maybe medium priority but still needing attention. Things like extended sales cycles, medium in B2C, high in B2B, partly due to rising costs, complex decisions. The answer seems to be proactive communication, using that behavioral scoring to spot decision readiness.
Exactly. Timing is everything. You need signals to know when to push and when to nurture.
And then the lack of focus on existing customer potential. Medium in B2C, but very high in B2B. So many companies focus only on new logos, missing massive upsell and cross-sell with existing clients. Think B2B follow-up projects or B2C renovations referrals. The solutions seem to be things like account-based sales strategies, monitoring usage signals, automating follow-ups.
Precisely. The lowest hanging fruit is often with customers who already trust you. Don't neglect them.
Good point. And finally, competition for digital attention. High in B2C, medium in B2B. Buyers are informed, easily distracted. To cut through noise, you need things like hyper-personalized landing pages, maybe persona-driven performance marketing, and integrating more visual interactive formats like 3D house planners or virtual tours right into the sales process.
Yes, making it engaging and relevant is key to holding that attention, especially early on.
What an incredible deep dive. It's really clear that the modular construction industry, while it's facing significant headwinds, yes, and some internal challenges, it also has this massive transformative opportunity in its marketing and sales functions. The shift seems undeniable towards data-driven, personalized, seamlessly integrated digital experiences that truly meet the modern customer where they are.
Yeah, and if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's really about much more than just, you know, incremental changes or tweaking existing processes. It's about building a fundamentally new approach, how companies engage with and convert customers. An approach truly driven by technology, yes, but also by a deep real-time understanding of customer behavior. This isn't just about efficiency gains. It's really about competitive advantage and ultimately sustained growth in a tough market.
Absolutely. A fundamental rethink. And that leaves us with a provocative thought for you, our listener. Given the rapid acceleration of AI and hyper-personalization that we're seeing across the market, are you fundamentally reevaluating your entire go-to-market strategy for modular construction? Or are you perhaps still relying on incremental changes applied to potentially outdated models? Something to consider. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We really hope these insights arm you with the knowledge to drive impactful change in your organization.